charge and discharge karma.
Is the doer of cause karma and effect karma different?
The doer is different in both cases. Effect karmas are discharge karmas. Just like a battery, they discharge their power all the time. Are they not being discharged even when we do not want them to?
Yes, Dada.
That is how the effect karmas are discharge karmas. The new ones that are being charged inside are cause karmas. The ones that are being charged in this life will continue to discharge in the next life. The batteries that were charged in your past life are being discharged in this life. These batteries are the battery of the mind, the battery of the speech, and the battery of the body. All three are discharging at this time, while new batteries are charging within. When you speak, you believe, I am speaking, but it is not so. It is the record that is playing. The battery of speech is discharging. I do not speak. People, however, say, look, how nicely I spoke. That is all egoism. Once this egoism goes, is there anything left? This egoism is ignorance of the self. The doer is someone else, but you believe that you are the one who is doing it. The cause karma that is being charged within then goes into a computer. A person is one individual computer and the other is a universal computer. The cause karmas are first fed into the individual computer and then into the universal computer. The universal computer then takes over and does all the work. You will bind karma with the beliefs of I am Chandubhai and I am the doer. Once you realize your true identity, no new karma can be bound. The science is simple and straightforward. Otherwise, not even a million efforts can make you the absolute self. This is an exact science.
Cause-effect and effect of effect.
Karmas that were charged in the past life come in the form of discharge in this life. What about the karmas of this life? Can they discharge in this life or not?
No.
Then when do they come, Dada?
Causes of this life are the effects for the next life. Causes of the last life are the effects of this life.
But you have already said that some karmas are such that they have to be experienced in this life.
That is what the people of the world perceive. If someone has dysentery, people would say it was because he frequently ate at restaurants. They would say that he had bound the karma by eating at the restaurants and that now he was suffering the effect of that karma. The Jnani would look at the reasons behind him eating in a restaurant, the reason behind how he learned to eat out, the reason behind how everything comes together. He was able to eat in the restaurant when all the circumstances came together. His eating in a restaurant was the result of a cause he made in his last life. When these causes come into effect, he will have to go to the restaurant, and so he will end up going there even if he does not want to. The person is left wondering why he does things against his wishes. People without Jnan believe that one suffers because of what he does. They believe that karmas are bound and experienced in this very life. But they do not stop to ask why that person keeps eating in the restaurant against his wishes. The law that takes him there against his wishes is his past karmic account.
Dada, he goes to the restaurant because of his bhav from the past life, and as a result has dysentery in this life. Is this all discharge?
Going to the restaurant and having dysentery are both discharge. The discharge is in nobody's hands. It is out of one's control. If a person understands the theory of karma exactly, then he will be able to understand the way to liberation. What people call karma, the theory of karma, is all effect. People simply have no idea of cause karma. The theory of karma is that the cause is when the karma was charged. It is not visible. All that is visible is the effect of karma. A man eats at a restaurant as a result of the cause from his past life. Eating in the restaurant is the effect, fruit of the karma. According to the theory of karma, The descent tree is the effect of the effect. The cause of the effect was created in the past life. Going to the restaurant is an effect. Descent tree is the effect of the effect. He creates a new karma while enjoying the food at the restaurant, and he creates another while suffering the descent tree. So in essence, he creates two new karmas, one while he's experiencing the results of past karma, and the other while experiencing the effect of effect.
Do karmas created unintentionally yield their effects?
How much liability is there in karmas created intentionally and unintentionally? Can mistakes made inadvertently be forgiven?
There's no one crazy enough to forgive you if you unknowingly kill someone. What would happen if your hand accidentally falls on burning charcoal?
It would get scorched, Dada.
Instant effect, whether you do it knowingly or unknowingly.
If we have to suffer for mistakes made unintentionally, then how much do we have to suffer for the ones made knowingly?
If a man creates a lot of punya karma, these karmas are such that he will become a king. But he creates these karmas unintentionally without any understanding of what he is doing. Then he will become a king without having any conscious knowledge of how to be one. In his next life, he inherits his father's throne at the age of 5. He reigns for about 6 years before being ousted by another king. Compare this to a man who becomes a king at the age of 30, who also reigns for 6 years before being replaced. Of the two, which one is able to enjoy the fruit of his karma the most? They both ruled for 6 years.
The older one, Dada.
Because he had knowingly bound good karmas, he enjoyed its fruits with awareness, while the child king enjoyed the fruit of his karma without awareness. Similarly, if you create good or bad karmas unintentionally, you will enjoy their fruits without awareness also. Do you understand that? I will give you another example. Two friends are walking along and one of them accidentally steps on a cockroach and kills it, while the other deliberately steps on another cockroach and crushes it to death. Now, what did both the men do?
They killed the cockroaches, Dada.
According to the laws of nature, they are both killers. Their crimes are the same. Both are guilty of killing. But their methods were different. What consequences will both of them face? They will face an insult and a couple of slaps on the face. The one who killed accidentally will come across someone who will insult him and slap him, but because he is born in a lower social status, he will not suffer the insult for too long. Whereas the other one, being born into a very prestigious family, will receive the same kind of slaps and insult, but he suffers so much that he loses sleep for days. The duration of his suffering is considerably longer. So whatever you do, you must do it with understanding that you are responsible for all your actions. You are wholly and solely responsible. God is not responsible at all.
The effect has to be experienced.
Dada, is it our own karma that impedes us?
Who else is then? No one else is responsible. It is your own karma that bothers you. If your wife, who is normal and intelligent, becomes insane all of a sudden, whom can we blame? She turns insane as a result of the timing for your own karma coming into fruition. So you should realize this and accept that it is your own account. You should tell yourself that you should settle your past accounts now. You have no choice but to experience them. I too have to experience effect karma. Everyone has to. And even Lord Mahavir had to. The demigods used to harass Lord Mahavir. When the Lord was meditating, they would throw insects and bedbugs on him.
Was it not his effect karma that he had to suffer?
There is no way out. He understood that whatever the demigods were doing was, after all, his own effect karma.
Which karma caused the body to suffer?
What kinds of karma are responsible for causing a disease in a body?
Why does a person become deaf or dumb? In his previous life, he misused his ears. If you were to misuse your eyes, you would lose them. And if you misused your tongue, it too will go. You will lose the support of your legs if you misuse them. Therefore, you have to pay for whatever you misuse.
Why must innocent children suffer?
We often see children that are crippled from birth. Some are killed in disasters. What sort of pap, bad karma, could these children have possibly done to suffer such a fate, Dada?
They have indeed done pap, for which the score has to be settled. An infant is born because of a pending account, and if that infant dies, it is because of the account between him and his parents being settled.
Dada, was the child born in order to repay the parents for their own sins, past account?
The account with the parents had already been determined. The child will render whatever happiness or unhappiness he is supposed to, and then depart. When an infant dies, the parents will grieve, but not as much as they would if they lost an adult son. The adult child would leave considerably more unhappiness in his wake. Is that not possible?
It is true. That does happen, Dada.
That is why some are there to give misery while others give their happiness for a long time. All these are relationships. Through your relationships, you have to endure suffering or enjoy happiness. Relationships work both ways. People make each other happy or miserable. These relationships are relative.
असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो